Live Creative Now, episode 81.
Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work, because that's how you will change the world.
Hello, hello. I am Melissa Dinwiddie, passion pluralite artist, happiness catalyst, and creativity instigator, and now author, here to address all your questions about living a full-color creative life. Whether you think of yourself as not artistic, not creative, which is a lie, or you think of yourself as an artist of any kind, or anything in between, no matter how you define yourself, feeding your creative hungers makes you feel more alive. And it's how you change the world. Last week, I shared a second excerpt from my forthcoming book, The Creative Sandbox Way, Your Path to a Full Color Life, which launches on November 15th. That's less than 2 weeks from today. Have you downloaded your free sample of the book yet? You can do that at creativesandboxway.com, and it's actually the first 50 pages, a quarter of the book, because the book is 202 pages altogether. And there's no email required to download. Just head on over to creativesandboxway.com and download it and check it out. Today is just 3 days before my 50th birthday, and I wrote a blog post that is very relevant to my 50th birthday that will publish on my 50th birthday, November 5th. But since you're a podcast listener, you get a sneak peek. So here is the audio version of the blog post that will publish on November 5th. It's my birthday today, and even more significant, it's my 50th birthday. Yes, the big 5-0. I am a half century old. How does that feel? Honestly, it's just sort of bizarre. I mean, how can I possibly be this old? My husband and I were in Trader Joe's last week, singing along to the 80s music that's always playing in Trader Joe's, when he turned to me and he said, "You know, 80s music is to us what 50s music was to our parents when we were teenagers." That is just bizarre. I mean, the 50s, when I was a teenager, the 50s were ancient history to us. And it's so weird to think that the years of my youth are now ancient history to today's teens. So turning 50 is just weird. And at the same time, it's awesome. And I mean that in the actual dictionary definition of that word, which is, according to one of the dictionaries that I looked up, causing or inducing awe, inspiring an overwhelming feeling of reverence, admiration, or fear. And in my case, I would say all three of those, actually. I am awed by the fact that I've been around for 50 years, and even more by how much I love my life now at 50, given how much I hated it at, you know, 13, seventh grade, and how awkwardly and uncomfortably I occupied myself throughout my teens and into my 20s and maybe into my 30s even. Not to mention how old 50 used to seem back then. But I don't feel old. I know people say this all the time. I don't feel old. And I was trying to figure out how to describe how I do feel if it's not old. It's not that I don't feel 50. I don't feel old. I feel well-ripened. What I mean by that is, it feels like it has taken 50 years to really come into my own. But then as soon as I say that, I realize it's not really accurate. It's more accurate to say it has taken 50 years to come to this moment. When I think about when I turned 40, I felt more fully me than I ever had. I mean, maybe since I was a tiny, tiny little child. And the same can be said at when I turned 30 and when I turned 20, I felt more like I was inhabiting myself more at each of those ages than I had previously. And what I think about is like, even with all of its ups and downs, and so there have been a lot of ups and downs in my life, but my life in general has been on a pretty upward trend since seventh grade, which was total hell. So what does all of this have to do with six-pack abs, which is the title of this blog post on six-pack abs and turning 50? Well, 14 months ago, a couple of months before my 49th birthday, I finally got into a workout program. Now, I've had a walking desk, a treadmill desk for a number of years, and I've done yoga and stuff like that, but I wanted to get more fit. I wanted to get stronger. I wanted to get in better cardiovascular shape. And so I started a workout program to get in better shape. In case you're interested, TurboFire was the one that I've been doing. And my goal when I started was simply to improve my general fitness. But there was also this little secret idea that maybe I'd ramp it up closer to my next birthday. And I loved imagining myself turning 50 in the best shape of my life. I loved imagining myself with six-pack abs, which I've never had. And that thought just totally delighted me. But then near the end of August this year, about 10, 11 weeks before my 50th birthday, when, you know, any fitness regime ramp up would probably have to start if that six pack had any hope of becoming real, another priority rose to the surface. Get the book done, or rather get a book done, any book. See, I had set a very clear intention to write and publish a book back in January 2012, almost 5 years ago. And I had worked on and off on that goal ever since, but I'd never finished it. And now the reality of coming up fast on that half century mark really crystallized that intention into a diamond point. There is nothing like a major milestone birthday to remind you of your mortality. And I thought, you know what? If I don't do this now, when am I going to do it? And suddenly getting the book done felt beyond urgent. So right away, I contacted an editor that I knew to see if she'd be available and how much it would cost to work with her. If you're interested, her name is Brenda Peregrine. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. It used to be Ericiello, but she got married and Ericiello is her maiden name and Peregrine is her married name. And her company is Forest North Books. And working with her was the best decision ever. Then I looked at where my time was going. And I realized that if I were to have any hope of finishing the book before my 50th birthday, which is like 2.5 months from then, things were going to have to change, like radically. So I got ruthless. I carved the time out of my calendar. I let go of a lot of things that were taking up my time in order to focus on the book, and I got to work. And sadly, my TurboFire workouts were one of the things that went on the chopping block. Now, I have to insert here that I didn't eliminate physical self-care and movement and exercise. I have actually been averaging an hour and 28 minutes a day since September 1st. Every day. Now that's an average. So some days I walk 3 hours and some days I walk an hour, but I've been averaging almost an hour and a half every day walking at my treadmill desk since September 1st. And on top of that, I also do weight training. I alternate between doing push-ups and rows. So every other day, about 6 days a week, I'm doing some strength training. So I'm definitely still getting movement and exercise. It's never a good idea to let your body go for the sake of a big project. But I figured out how to incorporate movement into my day without taking a big chunk of time outside of work, because I walk while I'm working. Anyway, all that is to say, you know, all of the time that I'm spending on the book is time that I can't spend on getting super fit and making six-pack abs. So there's not going to be any six-pack abs. There are not six-pack abs for my birthday. But you know what? Being able to say I'm an author is a hell of a lot more satisfying than having six-pack abs. Not to mention enduring, because think about it, my book, that's not going to go away once I stop working on it. It's going to persist. The six-pack abs, not so much. Anyway, a few years ago, in an attempt to exorcise some of my body dysmorphia demons, of which I have many, I wrote a satirical song called The Last 5 Pounds, which I will link to in the show notes. That song poked fun at our cultural obsession with women's appearance and the hegemony, the way women oppress ourselves around our appearance. And as I let go of my little fantasy of six-pack abs in order to pursue my dream of publishing my book, I kept thinking of one of the lines from that song, which goes, "When I look back upon my life when I am older, who cares what I've accomplished as long as I look good?" Now, of course, I'm being extremely ironic there. I care a lot about what I've accomplished. I would much rather accomplish great things than look good, even though I still have a lot of body image demons who want me to look good all the time. Anyway, when I imagine myself looking back on turning 50 from the vantage point of 60, 70, 80, whatever, which is going to make me more proud? Having six-pack abs or coming out with my first book? You know what? No contest. So now I want to ask you, what's the thing that you want to be able to look back and say you did? And then the second question is, what's keeping you from doing it? Go do it. Go do it. That's it. That's a wrap. Thank you so much for joining me today to celebrate my very soon forthcoming, upcoming 50th birthday. As always, if you're getting value out of this podcast, the best way to thank me is to tell your friends. And if you haven't done so already, hop on over to iTunes and leave a rating and review. That means so much to me. I can't even tell you how much it means to me if you do that. And if you need step-by-step instructions, because God knows iTunes does not make it intuitive, I have created them for you. You can find them at livecreativenow.com/iTunes-review. livecreativenow.com/iTunes-review. Meanwhile, as you know, I'm publishing a book. Head on over to creativesandboxway.com to download your free sample. And until next time, thanks again for joining me, and go get creating.
Live creative now.
Subscribe at livecreativenow.com.